Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rich Morales. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh moves to second. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Tommy Machick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Machick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Machick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tresh scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton is hit by the pitch. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May, who is chasing the ball. Freehan reaches third base with a triple. Horton scores. Matchick goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Northrup for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ward for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Woody Held pinch hits for Joe Horlin. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Freehan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of May. Freehan reaches second base with a double. Matchick moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirt for the out. One out. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Northrup strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Cash reaches second base with a double. Tresh goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton hits a pop-up towards first. Hopkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermann takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Tigers. Walt Williams pinch hits for Jack Hamilton. Pat Dobson now pitching. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the White Sox 3. the Tigers will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freehan moves to third. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Freehan scores. Wirt moves to second. It's 7-3, Tigers. Pat Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-4 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards second. Morales scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hopkins moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dobson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Northrup takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Northrup moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Horton strikes out. 2 outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Gary Bell. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic hits a line drive into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.